traditionally slow week in Nashville's tourism calendar is now doing brisk business, thanks in large part to two events, a New Year's Eve celebration on Broadway and the Music City Bowl. WPLN's Emil Moffitt reports.
There was a period in Butch Spiridon's life when he was able to have a little downtime between Christmas and New Year's.
Obviously, in the 90s, it was a pretty dead week.
But a few years after he took over as head of Nashville's Convention and Visitors Corporation, that began to change.
Vanderbilt Stadium in downtown Nashville is sold out for the very first American General Music City Bowl. The Hokies of Virginia Tech, the Crimson Tide.
That was 1998, when a sellout crowd of 40,000 packed Vanderbilt Stadium. Now the bowl game takes place at the much larger Nissan Stadium. When Tennessee played North Carolina 5 years ago, the game drew 69,000. This year, the bowl features the University of Louisville and Texas A&M. It's not quite the marquee matchup of last year, but with more than 50,000 tickets already sold, Spiridon expects downtown restaurants and hotels to be packed.
Won't have the hype that Notre Dame and LSU had, but at the end of the day, you know, we care about how much did they spend and how many rooms did they use. So I like the nighttime, too. Having a 6 o'clock kickoff means most people will have to spend the night.
Meaning they might stick around for Nashville's other big event this week, Thursday night.
Happy New Year, Music City!
The New Year's Eve celebration, the Bash on Broadway, started back in 2009 and has grown every year since. This time around, Spiridon expects 150,000 people.
Nobody talks about this is the slowest week of the year any longer, and that's kind of a nice thing.
And as for no longer having that time off between Christmas and New Year's, he says he's okay with that, too. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.